Juror in Hunter Biden gun trial, lifestyle. Politics not a factor in guilty verdict. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 11, 2024. A juror in Hunter Biden's gun trial revealed that neither the lifestyle of President Joe Biden's son nor the politics were a factor in the guilty verdict. The juror, known only by the number 10, told CNN that Joe Biden and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, were not brought up during jury deliberations. On Tuesday, the Delaware jury found Hunter guilty on all three gun charges. "We didn't use Jill. We didn't use President Biden," the juror explained to the outlet, adding that Joe Biden's name was only brought up once over the course of the trial. The same juror continued to add that it was very sad that Hunter's life had turned out the way it did and that he did not think that Hunter belongs in jail. "When he said he did not want that gun back and that gun sat in evidence for almost 5 years, I think that's what may have been what led to his downfall," the juror told the outlet, adding that if Hunter had taken possession of that gun, there probably wouldn't have been a trial. Judge Mary Ellen Norica, who oversaw Hunter's gun trial, recently gave a one-year sentence to a defendant in a similar case. Hunter is currently facing up to 25 years in prison and roughly $750,000 in fines, according to court documents. In September 2023, Hunter was indicted on one count of making a false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of possessing a firearm by a person who was either an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of making a false statement regarding information that is required to be kept by a licensed federal firearms dealer. Over the course of the trial, 10 witnesses were brought forth by the prosecution, while one witness, Naomi Biden Neal, was brought forth by the defense. A sweetheart plea deal unraveled in July 2023 after Judge Norica had raised concerns regarding the terms of the plea agreement. As Breitbart News reported, the original sweetheart plea deal gave Hunter Biden the option to plead guilty to not paying taxes on more than $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, Special Counsel David Weiss devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to potentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. After the jury's guilty verdict, the president stated that he was so proud of Hunter, pointing out that many families who have had loved ones battle addiction understand the feeling of pride seeing someone they love and care about come out the other side.